Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Liyin Lirish Masim Yiros Yiros Mas Mordechai. Paris Achoydes, Shmuli Hecht, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200, Akiva Solkowitz, F94, Shalom Rand, F2, and Shmuli Davidowitz, 202. And the official 8-minute Avyemi committee, anonymous sponsor for Refor Shlema for Binyamin Ben Rachel. It's Benny Gidelson, who's having a shtickle pain in the hospital from kidney stones. But look at this. I have a picture of him. What's more important is what it says on the wall in the hospital room. They ask you like this, what's your name? You write down. They write down for you. What matters most to me? No. Here it is. Family and MDY. I thought it says family MDY. It does. But he writes in, and what matters most to me is family and MDY. He's stuck in the and. I was more excited because it said family MDY. Okay. That's what a guy, Chayla, Shesh Boi Sakana, he's in the hospital. And he's thinking about the MDY Mishpacha. Very nice. For Shlema. I just started 2 days before Beitza. Love the daf with the chevra, charts, visual aids. This is the way everyone should learn. Sukkim, da da da. I caught on daf lamed that people mess up over sukkahs. I actually lost track, and out of either abundance of liquor or the other word, I don't know what it is, I wound up a daf ahead. Decided to review the daf rather than take a chance of skipping. He ended up a daf ahead. I once had, it happened to me, and I was giving shir in Chicago. I came prepared with the wrong daf, like a daf ahead. It's disaster. You look at the Gemara like, what's going on here? No, they knew. That they knew. That they knew. What daf they're on, everybody knows. What mesechta? I learned the wrong parsha. Agud Vinta, the Mishabura writes that you make the migas to make a bracha on the sukkah only when eating. I heard in Shir, he said, Agafen. And then he said, Leishiva Sukkah. But Kitzer, is that you hold like the Chazanish? Yes. The Chazanish holds like the Vilna Gaon, and I go like the Gra, Avrami Kuperman, MDY member since Shkolim. And I don't have a screen over there. Screen's off. Oh. We are another mice at the gas station in England. The Olam lives in the gas station. You know, there's no gas in England. So this is the second story. I'm loving your daf ever since I joined the beginning of Sukkah. Amazing Ashgacha happened tonight. Motzei Yontif in London. As you may know, the UK has experienced a fuel shortage, which has meant many petrol stations have closed and those that are open have long queues. Tonight at Motzei Yontif, I set out to find an open petrol station. And I had missed that on 2 days of your daf shir recording. It was a great opportunity to catch up and listen to your shir. It's driving the petrol station. He's in queue. Fine. The first two petrol stations were closed. Third one only had a 10-minute queue. But when I got to the pump, it was card only. And I couldn't pay with my phone. I called my wife and she suggested that there's another Jewish person in the queue. Maybe I could borrow his credit card. Well, I looked up and there was another firm Jew on the petrol forecourt, who I sort of recognized but didn't know very well, and he's more than happy to lend me his credit card to pay for the petrol. When I gave him back his card, I wanted to swap phone numbers with him so I could do a bank transfer. However, it was very hectic. So he asked me for my name. I said, Alan Garber. He said, I know who you are. You just joined the MDY London WhatsApp group. I have your number, and I'll message you my bank details. P.S. A big yishar koyach, and thank you to fellow MDYer Laser Jacobson, who is the hero at the petrol pump. Warm wishes, Rabbi Garber.
Now their children got engaged.
Chazak means chazak. I missed a few words. Okay, yeah, what's this? Oh, yeah. There's a get-together today, Matzah Shabbos, Shabbos Mevarchim, at the monastery, something like that, Shul. You read this. The monastery, 1301 East 27th Street. It's on the corner of Avenue M, light refreshments will be served. If you say light, nobody shows up. There'll be sushi, there's going to be meat, zach, and you'll see 400 people show up. All right, was noch? Aha. Okay, this is for, we're early today. Oh, listen to this one. This is a great one. Ani moiche betoikef al kvoidoi shel Rav Shlita. This is Justin Ivry. While catching him on daf, I heard one of your participants referring to a story about the train in a derisive manner. I'm being moiche in the strongest manner. To that individual, I say, I don't think it's to you. Some guy made choizik of the maisa. He didn't believe it so much. You don't believe it, Yimamish. He's zor migach loson. Even though you may be Rebelli's best friend, and even though among the sheer participants, there's a lot of ribbing and kibitzing, it is iser noira to be mevaza talmud chacham. You have to ask mechila barabim.
Who has to ask
mechila? I didn't hear anything, and I have no idea.
What did they say?
Nothing.
You didn't know what they said.
Listen, I myself have zero doubt about the authenticity of the story, and I myself experienced nearly the same story.
Oh, here we go.
And this much worse, right? Three different times over the years. Okay. But that's not the point. Somebody must have said there's a Maisa Shekimatoya. And when you say a Maisa Shekimatoya, you got to get up here and ask Mechila Barabim.
Really,
let's go. Who is it?
Really, there were 12 guys.
Not Moichel. Avi, get over here.
I played it down. There were really 12 guys.
Now, here's the halacha. Tamil Chacham Shemochel HaKvodi Kvodi Moichel. Aval HaBizyoinai Eni Rishoy Limchel. Okay, listen. Justin, Ivry. This is the shir. Without these kibitzin, ribitzin, there would be no shir. It's a chiyuv. It's part of the thing. There's no bazaar. There's no anything here.
Just so you know, the guy who did it isn't actually in the group right now.
So you know who did it?
I don't know
everybody. I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing happened, though. The guy that did nothing. Okay. Rabbi, here we go. Daf Lamed Aleph. You all know what Daf Lamed Aleph means. We are 30 days into Masechtas Beitza, which is somewhat of a kinyan of a good habit for those who started Masechtas Beitza. The official Mishnah sponsored by Fishel, Rufu Shlema for Brina Basyanta Dvora. I didn't print it, a video that Arshul sent me yesterday of the Gemaras that are being sent out, and it's unbelievable. You open up, the first page is all about Fishel, is dedication. They printed it in the Gemara. It's pretty cool. All right, and I told him that, and then we have a sticker that goes like Shalom Aleichem to MDY. I said, why are you putting a sticker? It looks like an afterthought. It should be part of the, and they said, oh yeah, right. Okay. Ari Morrison says the official Mishnah, Mivim Eitzim and Asoda Mina Mechunas. So we're talking about Yontif, and you have wood that's detached from the tree. And we want to know whether this wood is mukta or not. So depending if you designated it for your oven. So there are a number of things here. You could have wood that's in the open, in the field, and it's just scattered. And the opposite side would be, you have wood that's put it together in a pile in a secure place. So here's your secure place, here's scattered wood, and here's a pile. So if you have these two conditions, you have it's in a secure karfaf and it's in a pile, there's no question that it's not mukta. You designated it. So Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's not in a secure place, but it's gathered, it's in a pile, or minam karfaf, afilu minam afuzar, if it's in a secure place, but it's scattered all around, you have one of the two conditions, that's enough. Call shesamuch le'ir. Oh, it needs to be, oh, sorry. Umin ha-karfaf, filum min ha-mefuzer. Eizu karfaf. What's considered an enclosed area? Call shesamuch le'ir, divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it must be close to the city. Close to the city, the Rishonim, the Rashi, Ran, they say close to the city means 70 am and 2/3, that we had already in Erev in that amount. So here's a blow up. Yoni did this. This is the city. And we're going to be using this. So remember this picture. This is a picture of Samach Le'ir. From the blue line to the red line is 70 Amma, approximately 140 feet, let's say, 145 feet. from the blue, anything within the 145 feet is close to the city. What's even further than that? The Tchum, 2,000 amas out of the city. So that's the next shita. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Kol Shenichnasin Lo Bibisachas, and we're going to see exactly what the shita is. Kol Shenichnasin Lo Bibisachas. What? No. I see what you're saying. I don't think so. I think it's from the end. We never. This is just the what is it called? The who? No, okay, whatever. We always had the 70 and 2/3 as a, there was a number in Erevin. Fine, that's Samach. So, Poisachas is a lock, a key. In other words, this fence is locked. It's really secure. So that also illustrates that it's designated wood, he put it aside, it's secure, he locked it up. Poisachas. So the Lashon of Poisachas is a lock. So we're going to use the lock as the Poisachas. We are going to use this picture as Samuch, as close to the city. It's a little bit confusing if you're reading the words here. What is Rabbi Yossi saying? Do you need two things? Do you need one thing? Is it the key that makes a difference? What is it? Va'afilu b'soich tchum Shabbos. And even if you go far out. Now, I don't like the way Yoni did it. So I redid it a little bit. Because he's looking from the Karfaf vantage point. And he's saying, Rabbi Yossi says here, all the way out here. It almost looks like Rabbi Yehuda is saying a longer distance, according to Yoni. But he's just looking, he's pointing where the Karfaf is. I'm going from here. You're in the city. Rabbi Yehuda says you only have this amount right over here, 170 amma. And Rabbi Yossi says you have 2,000 amma all the way here. All the way, the Karfaf is located much further away. That's also considered Karfaf. Ignore these lines over here for a second.
Also, it's not locked according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see in a second. The Gemara is going to go through everything. Right, there's no mention of being locked according to Rabbi Yehuda at all. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Ein Mevin Eitzim Elo Mena Mechunasim Shebekarfaf. Says Shmuel that you need two conditions, and that's not in the Mishnah. You need one and two. You need Mechunasim, you need them piled up, and also within the enclosed area. Vanat Nah, but what about our Mishnah? It says, min ha-karfav afilu min ha-mufuzarim. In our Mishnah, it says it doesn't have to have two conditions. One out of the two. It could be enclosed, even scattered, like Yoni depicted over here. Says the Gemara, you're right. Masnisin yichidoihi, the Mishnah goes according to one shita, but we don't really hold like our Mishnah. In a chanami. Sanyo, says in the Brayis, Omer b'shim ben lozo, lo nechleku b'shamay b'silel, where is there no machlokes? Obviously, if you have two conditions, or you're missing two conditions, there's no machlokes. Now, this is Reb Shimon ben Elazar explaining Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Chachamim, which the Gemara typically, you know, it happens all the time, doesn't discuss Chachamim at all, but we're trying to get to Chachamim. By understanding Reb Shimon ben Elazar, we know what Chachamim say. Reb Shimon ben Elazar learns in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that there's no machloikas in mefuzarim shebasadoi shemivim v'amachunasim shebekarfav shemivim amanechleku al mefuzarim shebekarfav v'amachunasim shebasadoi shebeis Shammai yomrim lo yavi u'Beis Hillel yomrim yavi. The whole machloikas is on one of the two conditions. And Chacham hold, no, you need two conditions according to Beis Hillel. So according to Beis Hillel, you need two conditions according to Chachamim, and that's the Shita. But our Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that there's no, that you, according to Beis Hillel, you don't need two conditions. One condition is enough, and that's a Das Yachid. That's Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Our Mishnah is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Fine. And Chachamim argue Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So our Mishnah goes like a Yachid. We don't pass him like that. Omar Rava. So that's that. Omar Rav Ali Konev Ali Kfanim. If you have a pile of leaves, stop, I just thought this was cool. If you have a pile of leaves. Yes. What? No, he's flying. He's flying. You're right. Should have had a yarmulke. Should have had tchelis. It's a problem. Maybe he's not from. I don't know. It's a one time. Fine. Ali Konev Ali Kfanim. There's better pictures. People flying off the roof, landing on these things. Leaves. What happens to leaves? You can't really control them. So even though they're gathered, a big wind comes and blows them away. So you don't have das on these leaves. So even if they remain there on Yontif, they're not your leaves. You didn't think about them. So they're mukta. They're still mukta. Something that you think that's going to be there on Yontif, you secured it, you put it in a fence, it's not going anywhere, great. But a bunch of leaves, you have no control over them. So even if they're controlled, for some reason, I don't know, like they pile them up in America, they don't really move around that much. You come 2 weeks later, it's the same pile for the most part. Well, whatever. Big wind comes, blows them away. Kivin di madli ziko mevadalus. If a big wind comes, they'll scatter. Kivuzarim dam. So they have alochas if they are scattered, even though they're not scattered. Vasurim, you can't use them on Yontif. The mukta. Let's say you put a nice tarp on it. You put something heavy on it. Shapir dami. Okay, now you show they control it. It's not going anywhere. Great. Okay. Now, let's see this for a second. Before we go into the sugya, very... Okay. In the Mishnah, we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, what is machlokes? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need two things. Samuch plus a pesachas. It needs to be close to the city, plus you need a lock. Even though, as you said, doesn't mention lock. And Rabbi Yossi, you see from the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi Oimer, this is a very cool sugya, because all the way at the end, Rashi, the way Rashi sees this line in the Mishnah, Kol Shein Nichnasim LeBisachas V'Afsi B'Sarichah Tchum Shabbos, Rashi learns like a whole cheshbon. Because he used these words, they're not different words. The first part, the second part. So the fact that he doesn't say lak doesn't mean anything now. Because Rabbi Yossi is responding to him and it says, Kol Shein Nichnasim LeBisachas, you need a key. Even if it's far away. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda also meant that you need a key, but it has to be close. So that's not a kasha. It doesn't say lak. The bottom line is, perhaps, this is a shiloh, the Gemara is asking now. Is Rabbi Yehuda Shita that you need two things, a combination of being close within 70 amma and a lock? And Rabbi Yossi argues and he says it's one or the other. It could be either one. That's one lasha. Lasha number two is the red. That Rabbi Yehuda holds it needs to be close. You don't need a lock. That's the pashas. You don't need a lock. But it needs to be close. And if it's far and a lock doesn't help me. It needs to be close. And Rabbi Yossi says there's only one condition. They both say there's one condition. Rabbi Yehuda's condition is it needs to be close. Rabbi Yossi's condition is it needs to have a lock. I don't care how far it is. As long as it's within the tchum, 2,000 amma, it has a lock, it's good. So it's one or the other. This or this. Rabbi Yehuda says samuch. Rabbi Yossi says lock. And you know what the Gemara answers? They take a little bit of the red and a little bit of the blue. Rabbi Yehuda says it needs to be close. And Rabbi Yossi says, like the first Lashon, in the Havamina of Rabbi Yossi, in the first Lashon, that it's one or the other. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Okay? So we're not going like any one Lashon completely. We're taking a little bit of the second Lashon, a little bit of the first Lashon. Now let's see it inside. Iboilu. Heichi ka'amar. What's going on here? What's this lashon? So I have the lashon here, just in case you don't want to look in the Mishnah, but it's split into two pieces. Kol shenichnasim loy bebosachas. If you use a lock, va'afilu besoich tchum Shabbos, even if it's far. Oh, so the Gemara is going to address that, sort of. Says the Gemara. Heichi ka'amar. Kol shesomach. You need two conditions. It has to be, Rabbi Yehuda says, you need both. Samuch and a lock. afila b'teich shmum Shabbos nami. Comes and says, no. If it has a lock, then it could be even far. It doesn't have to be close like you say, Rabbi Yehuda. But in other words, it's one or the other. I could go close without a lock, or I could go far with a lock. It's one or the other. Or perhaps the second lashon, the red. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's one condition, one condition only. It needs to be close. Yes, you're right, there's only one condition, but it's a different condition. The condition is you need a lock. So I don't care where it is. You don't need, it's not one or the other, it's one. You must have a lock. Even if you're close, you have to have a lock. If you're far, you have to have a lock. You always have to have a lock. Not like over here, that's one or the other. Close without a lock or far with a lock. Over here, it's always with a lock. You need to have a lock. A lock shows that you designated it. You want the wood. You want to use it on Yontif. Okay. Well, the Gemara is going to tell you here. So it gets a little deep. Gevaldik Rashi here. Aveles le'bisachas afilu somach le'ir nami loy. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says you must have a lock even if you're close to the city. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. Over here he's more machmer suddenly in this lashon. Before he was more mekel. Over here, he's saying, even close to the city, which Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need a lock, which was the passage of the lashon like he mentioned, doesn't mention anything about a lock. But he says, no, you always need a lock. Even further away it works, even closer you must have it. Toshma. Says the Gemara, midik toni Rabbi Yossi oimer kol shenichnasam lo b'pesachas. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi says, kol shenichnasam lo b'pesachas. And then, the Rashi says it shouldn't have continued. Va'afilu b'sichum Shabbos. If Rabbi Yossi holds that this is the ikur, that it's a lock, so just say kol shenichnasam lo b'pesachas. That's it. It's the lock. I have one condition. You need a lock. Then why does Rabbi Yossi continue and say va'afilu b'sichum Shabbos? Why does he need the green thing? Why does he need this part? Just say, whenever you have a lock, it's good. Afilu b'toyitchum Shabbos. Shma mino. Hold on. Shma mino, Rabbi Yossi, tarti l'kula ko'amar. Shma mino. Now, one more thing. Rashi is beautiful over here. Shalom aleichem, Yaakov. So, Rashi says... Rashi says, nice try. Rashi says, everybody's trying to bring back guys that were here a week ago. He's been doing it, first of all. He's always on. Rashi says, what is Rabbi Yossi? Think about it. What is Rabbi Yossi responding? If Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a lock also, so Rabbi Yossi has no business answering him, kol shen nichnasim loy b'pesachas. Rabbi Yehuda is already talking about a lock. So Rabbi Yossi should just add one step. He should just say green. I'm arguing with you on one thing, even if it's further away. Why does he repeat and say, oh, it has a lock? Rabbi Yehuda says it has a lock. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't need a lock, says Rashi. It's beautiful chat. So you really, from all the words, you learn something. Nachama. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi continues on and says, va'afilu b'soichat chum Shabbos, that means that he says that the lock is not the ikur. And from the fact that he even says the lock means that Rabbi Yehuda was not talking about a lock. Because if Rabbi Yehuda, which was before Rabbi Yossi, he's the one mentioned first in the Mishnah. If Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case where there's a lock and he's next to the city, so there would be, Rabbi Yossi should say, not only next to the city, but also further away from the city. Why does he repeat, oh, you need a lock? We're already talking about it has a lock. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about a lock. Rabbi Yehuda has one condition. So that's the maskana. One condition has to be close, no lock. And on Rabbi Yossi says, either or, either close or with a lock, and that's enough, even if it's far away with a lock or close without a lock. Questions. Right, no questions. Don't trip me up now. Yeah. No, it's beautiful. It's surrounded.
Yeah.
Karfaf is surrounded with a lock or without a lock. It's different. A typical guy does not walk into somebody else's karfaf. But to get the bad guys out, then you put a lock on. You have areas that are, I have in Chicago, the old Kool-Aid factory. If anybody wants to buy it, it's for sale. It's 11 acres in Southside Chicago. The Kool-Aid factory, the original Kool-Aid factory is on their property. So, yeah, nobody wants to buy it. It's not worth anything. I had to put a fence around it because I got tickets every month, thousands of dollars, because the grass is this, and people would just dump all their stuff there. So you put a fence there. Now, it's not locked. You just move the thing, and the truck comes, and once in a while, every week, some chayra comes, takes their whole load, and dumps it on the property. There's no lock. You can't lock it because it's very large, 11 acres. How are you going to lock it? You just put fences and they move it. So there's locked and unlocked. For the most part, normal people. So we got rid of most of the trash. You see, there's two things. Now it's fenced without a lock. So 90% of the people don't bother with it. Somebody wants to save, has a whole truckload and it costs $500 to dump. They move it. It's hard to move. They move, put the truck in and go away. That's without a lock. And this lock, it's more secure. You could also break that too, but this is different than Dargis. Okay.
It's like Trump and Biden. The OC is like Trump. He wants to close the borders. Doesn't matter, close far, Mexico, not Mexico.
Invalid.
Break it down to what it is.
Akiva likes that. Look at that. All the way from up there, he's laughing away. Invalid. Those of you who didn't hear, he says like Trump and Biden. He's not taking sides, he's just saying one wants it closed. Open borders, closed borders. Okay. Kolshin nechlas l'shmayin. Omer Rav Sala, Omer Yirmi, halacha ki Rav Yosi lahakel. You could use one or the other. You could go far away from the city within 2,000 amma with a lock, or you go close to the city without a lock. Says the Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, Refuah Shleima, Avram Yosi ben Chana. Ein mevakin eitzim. So, your yontif, you need some firewood. So, here's Yoni. Where was he, the whole stuff? I just forgot to use him. It's unbelievable. Like a guy, there's other people that have mishnayos, beautiful mishnayos. I called him up. Could I use? No! Yoni's like, absolutely. No problem. I want to spread Torah. I mean, this is parnasa. This is what he does for a living. It's unbelievable.
Said no.
I'm not going to say who said no. There's only a few other very nice ones out there, and they work. I understand them. I don't know why people give me rishos. I call them up. The guy from that drew just nifter, Ervin, Shabbos, Pirushchai. Our school gave me rishos for most of their stuff. Okay, anyway. What? Yoni won't sell mishnayos. All the guys that watch this year might not buy his mishnayos because they're seeing it, the pictures already online. I mean, I don't know what he's going to lose. Whatever the cheshbon is, it's copyrighted. It's very hard. It's very, you know, you got whatever. Anyway, here's your beams on your house, and he has beams. Here's beams in the house. His beams in a pile, and here's a broken beam. Here's the broken beam. So it says, "Ei mevakim." You can't break the wood. You can't chop it up. If the beam broke on Yantav, what is that called? You didn't have in mind to use this beam. You just want to use it now because it broke now on Yantav. Too late. During Benesh Moshes, he had no intent to use it. Now, that's the type of wood you could use. What kind of tool could you use? With an axe. And not with a saw. Veloibe magel, and not with a sickle. So you can't take this. I don't know how this is going to... This seems like something that just cuts wheat. Okay, whatever. You have smaller pieces of wood, you chop it with the sickle. Elebe koifetz. What's a koifetz? We're going to see in the Gemara, we learned koifetz is this cleaver. Okay, this is a cleaver. All right. Zog the Gemara. So now, we're turning to daf. Lamed Aleph, Omid Beis. What? High expectations. You have those, no? No, few of those. Okay. V'amris Reisha. Oh, now Daf Lamed Aleph is sponsored by the Ilim Dalim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim for Zishuas, please join us at ilimdalimindav.com. Sponsored by Nathan Kushnud. Kushnud for Zchus for my children Ari Kolev and Yisrael Yaakov and Devorah that should do well in Eretz Yisrael and have a Chesed and Torah mitzvahs and Yerushamayim. Yeah, we did the official, no? Yeah, we did the official. I think so. Says the Gemara, Ramas Resha, Eime Vakim Klau. In the Resha, it says, Yinala, chapter 1. Did we skip some words there? No. So, in the Resha, it says, Eime Vakim Eitzim, Loi Ben HaKoriz, and then it says, but you shouldn't use an axe, you shouldn't use this. Now, what's going on here? Even, it seems like from the Mishnah, even if the wood is there from Erev Yontif. So Rashi explains the Gemara, that the Gemara understood that the problem now is Tircha Yisera Yontif. Tircha. Overexerting yourself on Yontif. So there's no difference when the wood became available. If the wood became available Erev Yontif, you're still exerting yourself. Right? Who cares? So, where do you have a situation where you could cut wood on Yontif? You can't use a this and a that, but you could use a koifetz. You could use a cleaver. When? The wood is the wood is a tircha. This is what it's meant to say. We're taking that back. We're not talking about tircha now. We're talking about mukta. And there's a big difference when the wood became available. If the wood was available before Yontif, there's no mukta. And then, if there's no mukta, how do you chop it up? With a cleaver and now with an axe and the other stuff. Amen vakim in a savor. What? We're not concerned about tircha. Eichel nefesh. Yeah, but there's a lot of tirchas in Yontif that we allow. It's not a concern. B'derchla, it's not a concern. We thought it was. It's not. What about baking? What about cooking? What about kneading? I don't know what. It's all tircha. Eichel nefesh. So you have a pile of wood, like right over here. This I could take away. What is that? Oh. A pile of wood. Why? Again, because it's mukta. Why is it mukta? If it's in a pile, we already learned. It's like the cedar. Remember the cedar wood and the male, the female cedar. Muksma chesar and kiss. It's... Yeah, lumber today is more valuable than gold. Right? 2x4 is $10 or something. And in Israel, it's $20. It's crazy here. I'm a vacuum in a koirish in Israel. That's that part of the sukkah that I added to my house was, I want to say like $1,500 in lumber. And it's not even that big. It's crazy. This we didn't discuss. This is what's missing from the Mishnah. This is what you needed to understand by yourself. Every kid in Cheder in those days when they was Chazrim Mishnais knew that this was going on. There's two parts of the Mishnah. There's wood, the Mishnah is talking about Mukta. There's wood that you have from Yontif. It was developed on Yontif because it broke on Yontif. And then you have wood that broke before Yontif and it's available. That wood that's not mukta, and you're allowed to chop it up. You can't use an axe, a sickle, and a saw. You can only use a cleaver. Freebie now. You can't take wood from a pile that's valuable lumber. And not from a piece of wood that broke on Yontif, even if it's not valuable. Why? Because it's mukta. Because it's got soil ben hashmashos. It's got soil kul yoyma. It wasn't available during ben hashmashos. Lefi sheinu min hamuchan. It wasn't available. V'lo bikardim. You can't use an axe. Omer Rav chinur bar shlem yom shmei de Rav. Says Rav. Here's something new. Lishanu ela ben nakvos shloi. Al bezachus shloi mutar. New lashon of zachar and akeva. Something like this, this is how I understood it, that this is an akeva. It's wide. This is a zachar. It's narrower. This you use to chop down a tree. And this you use to cut down pieces of wood, says Rashi. You want a smaller piece of wood, you use this. This looks like uvda d'chol. This looks like a tircha, like working during the weekday. This is less of an issue. Avzachar shalei mutter. Has the Gemara pshita b'koyvetznan. This is no different. This piece right over here is no different than this. Same kind of design, same blade. So what's the difference that it's on the back side of an axe? It's still the same idea of a koyvetz. You're allowed to use a koyvetz. You're allowed to use the zachar of an axe. This is Gemara very simple. Ma'u the same mahanami l'koyvetz l'chudei. No, you're using an axe on yontif. Who cares that there's a mutter kli on the axe? Right? You would have a problem understanding. You shouldn't use the handle. Yeah, you can't use the handle of an axe because you're using an axe. So yeah, it's the back. It's on the back part of the axe, but it's still an axe. People see you chopping with the back of the axe. They'll think you're using an axe, a yontif, and that doesn't look good. Ma'al the same anami l'koyvetz l'chudei. Avakad l'koyvetz. Eim amigad ha'gisa asur. Ha'gisa nami asur. I think, since you're not allowed to use this part, the front part. So you're not allowed to use the back. Kamash malon, that's allowed, even though it's the same blade size as the koyfetz, as the cleaver. Vikin the masla seifa. Rashi just says that the difference in the gear size is where they lived. What tool was available to who? Do they have this double-edged axe or not? Or Amchina Bar Shlemi Shmei the Rav, Lishon Olo B'Zachar Shaloi, Avanak Shaloi Osur. Same thing comes out. You're allowed to use the narrower side, not the wider side. Pshita, v'lebi kardim tnan. Of course, you're not allowed to use the wider side. That's like an axe. There's no difference between this and the kardim, similar in size. Ma'al the same anime, the kardim. Hava koyvetz, the kardim. Eim amigad ha'gisa shari, ha'gisa nami shari. A little bit of a fakir tesvara. Since this is allowed, maybe this is allowed. If it's just a designated klisha melachti lister, so to speak, an axe. Okay, the whole thing is awesome. But since I'm already allowed to use the kli in a certain way, they'll allow me to use the kli any way I want. Come on, Shmalon. You're not allowed to use like that. Okay. Now, a little bit of a shaila. Why are we allowed to open doors in a house on Shabbos? Windows in a house. It's mechubel karka. And in the mechubel karka, it should be aser to open and close things. Even, let's say, a faucet is a big problem. How can you stop water from coming in? You're turning a faucet as mechubel karka. So that's what the Mishnah is basically discussing. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the water going down. I'm talking about moving a house, which is mechubel karka, is aser. You're not allowed to pick up a house and move it. Let's say you could. It's mechubel karka. How can you move parts of the house? The window's part of the karka. It's part of the house. It's mechubel karka. Yeah, binyan vestira. Yeah, binyan vestira.
Not moving it. It's attached. So I don't understand.
You're breaking it in a way. It's attached, but still moving. It moved out of position. Now it doesn't keep the water in. Before it kept the water in, now it doesn't. It's mom's broken. Why is that not broken? You have to call a plumber now. Oh, you know how to plumb it. You know how to turn it. Great. But you, for that moment, you broke it. Yes, it's attached by a through. So you're allowed to move a house sideways, like if it's on one of the four stilts, move it this way. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos? No. It's muktzah. It's being mysterious.
You're allowed to open the door of the car.
So that's what we're discussing. Yeah, that's what we're discussing. Why? Why is it mutter? So the official Mishnah, sponsored by official for Shlema for Brina Bas Yenta Dvar. Bay Shumali Peiros. You have a house that's full of fruit. Here, I printed it, I might as well show you Yoni's picture of a koyfetz. It's the other side of the axe that you're allowed to use, not allowed to use. Bay Shumali Peiros. You have a storage room full of fruit, vinifchas. And some of the stones fell out. This is the next case where he removes the stones, but it's the same picture. I don't want to print it twice. The stones either fell out. Neitel mimogem abchas. So rather than him breaking, it's enclosed. He can't get to the fruit. He sealed it up nicely. Put stones everywhere. Now there's an opening. Grab the fruit from that opening. Meir oimer. Now, very interesting Rashi here. Very interesting. It needs a little bit of a hesber. Rashi says that the reason why the fruit is not mukta is because the only isser to get to it is the rabbanon. So Mela doesn't make the fruit mukta. That's what he says. The reason why it's only the rabbanon, we're going to see in the Gemara, because we're not talking about bricks that don't have cement. So that it needs hesber. Right? Are you maxed from Yudas or not maxed from Yudas? It's only the rabbanon. He figures he could get to it because it's only yontif and it's a nefesh. So maybe that's the pshat. Remeir says, go ahead, break the bricks and get in there. Ask the Gemara, my, because Tosar Allah. You're breaking a tent, you're breaking a binyan, and this binyan bekarka, binyan vestira bekarka, you're not allowed to break something that's attached to the ground. We're talking about bricks without cement. And memelo, you're not really breaking them down. Is that all? Is that okay? You have leftover bricks from a building site. You're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Why? Because you use them as a chair. Sharginu, but if you pile them up nicely, what does that show? If you pile them up, then you want to use it again to build. Vadeaksinu. Then for sure, you put it aside, it's already muksim achmas chasar and kiss, the whole thing, it's mukta. So, in our mission, it should also be mukta. When a person builds this device right over here, this is no worse than a pile of bricks. This is even better than a pile of bricks. This is already a design building. So a vada should be mukta. You're not going to sit on these bricks. You use it already for a building. And it's mukha b'karka. Binyan mysterio b'karka. Omer zeir b'yantiv omru aveloi b'shabbos. You're right. We're only talking about yantiv. And yantiv is oichol nefesh. We're matter different isurim for oichol nefesh. Including breaking these bricks. Tanyam hachi. Huh?
Oichol nefesh is being involved with food. It's not doing whatever you need in order to get to food.
You're allowed to rip open a bag on Shabbos to get to it. I mean, there's certain things. Tanya Namachi, same exact words. You could break the bricks. This halacha was only said on Yantav, not Shabbos. Omar Shmuel, start the sugya. We'll finish it tomorrow, Bez Hashem. 9:30, Motzei Shabbos. By the way, are you going to be here, Dr. Allen, Mayor Planko? You're going to be here? You swear not? If Alan Rabinowitz is leaving back to Toronto, Mayor's, what? Okay, 9:30, Motzei Shabbos. If you have, it has to be 9:30. The Doylem's used to 9:30. Maybe it'll bring somebody else instead. You have something that's mechubel karka tied down. Rashi says a cave door, a well door. I couldn't find anything like that online. The little that I looked, a door. Any door, mechubel karka, you're permitted to undo the knot. Now, that's a problem on Shabbos to make a knot and undo a knot. You're allowed to. Why? Because this is the way we use it. That's the way we use it. We undo the knot, we knot it. This is how we lock the door. We constantly open and close some melech mutter. That's why you're allowed to lock the door of the house. That's why all these things. Very interesting, Shaila, by the way. Stam, I was thinking about this. Why are you allowed to close a soda bottle? You're closing a kli. So the answer is, because that's the norm, and you're going to be opening it up soon to get the drink out. But what if you have a bottle, empty bottle, a 2-liter bottle of Coke, and you put the cap on, and it goes to the trash site, and it stays there for 500 years? Isn't that a problem? Now I just close something, loilam, basically. The only reason why this is mutter is because it's meant to be undone. It's just throwing it out there. They discuss it, I think. I don't know for sure, I think. But you're not allowed to unravel the rope. You're not allowed to cut the rope. Because, yesh tira bekarka. Now, since it's mechubel karka, you're breaking the karka. This rope is part of the karka. Shebekalim, but if it's attached to a kli like this, stop. So you have something tied to a kli. Matir umafkia v'choitech, you're permitted to undo the whole rope, to undo the knot, to undo the rope, mafkia v'choitech, and to cut it. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yontif. Meisvei, kasha. Chosam shebekarka b'Shabbos matir avloy mafkia v'loy choitech. B'Yontif, here's the problem, the contradiction. Matru mafkiya v'choytach. On Yom Tov, you could be mafkiya v'choytach. Says Gemara, Hamani, Reb Meir here, the Omar, Av poiches lechatchila v'noitel, upli here Rabbanon alei. V'anod, Amrik Rabbanon, we hold like Rabbanon. Fine, we'll stop here. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos. Mostly Shabbos, 9:30, Bezer Hashem. We might have issues with the cameras because Gary won't be here, but Bezer Hashem, 9:30.